Philadelphia police are investigating a double shooting early this morning in Center City. WHYY's Tom McDonald has this report.
Chief Inspector Scott Small say police believe a rideshare driver picked up the passenger at the Biblos Hookah Lounge at 116 South 18th Street near Rittenhouse Square. Then a confrontation occurred with men in another vehicle and the shooting occurred. The driver then fled and got away for a short distance before crashing on Chestnut Street.
A 77-year-old male was half in the driver's seat and his upper body was outside laying on the street. He was suffering from at least one gunshot wound to the back of his head, and that second male, age 22, was transported by police to Jefferson Hospital. He's in critical condition with a gunshot wound to his arm, leg, and his abdomen.
Police think one of the four shots fired by two men in a Jeep Grand Cherokee pierced the headrest of the car, with the two men inside killing the older man. An investigation is underway into what exactly caused the incident. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Philly Flash Bus will have two new stops this summer. The seasonal bus service helps connect riders to some of the city's most iconic attractions. It's typically used by tourists, but septic key holders can ride for free. Service runs from 10 to 6 with new stops near the Art Museum and Independence Hall. Mighty Seacup with the Philadelphia Visitor Center Corporation says routes are slightly tweaked each year to reflect the, quote, changes to the city's streetscape.
It's a really fun way to see the city through the eyes of tourists and also to meet new people.
If you don't have a septic key pass, single tickets cost $2 or you can get a day pass for $5. Well, patchy sunshine on this Wednesday afternoon. Lots of big clouds out there, but plenty of blue sky peeping through. 54 degrees with breezy conditions right now in Center City, Philadelphia. Clear skies overnight. Temperatures drop down to the upper 30s in the pre-dawn hours. And good news, warmer temperatures are on the way. Highs for tomorrow, around 60.